You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Are worry and anxiety about to get the better of you? It won't happen if you know God as your Father through Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, we turn to you in prayer, giving you thanks for richly and daily providing for all our needs. We are especially grateful for your love in giving us your only Son, Jesus, to be our Savior from every sin. We confess that often we forget that we have you as our Heavenly Father, and that's when worry and anxiety move into our lives and often get the better of us. Trusting in Jesus, we ask for your forgiveness and pray that through the word we share this day, our faith, our trust in you as our Father, loving, caring for us as your children, will be renewed and strengthened for victorious living. Hear us, for we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, I think it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Anxious human beings, rushing about, worrying so. That's the way it is in our world. People rushing about, frantically seeking relief from the worry, the tension, the anxiety that can so quickly diminish or even destroy the joy and happiness of living. And why? Why is there so much worry, so much anxiety in our world? Is it because human beings have no heavenly Father, such as cares for the robin and the sparrow? The truth is, we do have a heavenly Father. Our Father, who art in heaven. He loves us. He cares for us. He is concerned for our every need. But do we know him? Do we trust in him? Do we look to him as our Father, the Father who cares for you and me? Worry, anxiety touch the lives of all of us. No one escapes worrying about what has been, what is, and what is to come. We find ourselves worrying about the past, the present, and the future. Each day brings with it anxious moments. Because of worry and anxiety, today can become a nightmare, and tomorrow, something that we dread to see happen. If left unchecked, worry and anxiety can lead to despair, to utter hopelessness, to the overwhelming feeling that life is no longer worth living, that death is something to be desired as a way of escape. No one is spared the burden of worry, of anxious moments, wondering what it's all about, wondering what will be. We worry about our family, meeting the needs of one another as members of the family. We worry about our job. Will it last? Will it pay enough to keep food on the table and clothes on our backs? We worry about our schoolwork, achieving passing grades, choosing a career. We worry about our health. Will cancer strike us down as it has done to so many others? Perhaps we are concerned about a drug problem, an alcohol problem. Perhaps it's inflation, the skyrocketing cost of living that's giving us anxious moments. Or perhaps it's growing old, the thought of retirement that's causing us to worry, wondering if those golden years of life will be all that bright and beautiful. Worry, anxiety, so much of it in our world, so many anxious human beings rushing about and worrying so. And there are those times when it touches the life of each one of us. And how do we deal with it? What's the answer to all this worry and anxiety that can so quickly take from us the joy and happiness of living? Is it enough simply to say to one another, as we so often do, "Don't worry, everything is going to turn out all right. Tomorrow will be a better day." Is that all that is needed? Just a few simple words from one worried human being to another? How helpless we often feel, how helpless we so often are when it comes to coping with worry and anxiety. We just don't know how to deal with it. We try not to worry. We say that we are not going to worry, but worry is often the order of the day and the night. With the psalm writer, we cry out, "O God, I am worn out with grief and worry. Every night my bed is damp from my crying. My pillow is soaked with tears." Feebly we find ourselves reaching out to one another, hoping that somehow we can find the right words that will bring relief to worried, troubled hearts. Is there no answer to all this worry and anxiety? Could it be that we have no Heavenly Father, such as cares for the robin and the sparrow? There is an answer, my friend. Not the empty, hollow words of frail human beings, but a Heavenly Father who cares not only for the robin and the sparrow, but also cares for you and me. From the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have these words. Look at the birds flying around. They do not plant seeds, gather a harvest, and put it in barns. Your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds? Look how the wild flowers grow. They do not work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that not even Solomon, as rich as he was, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who gives clothes to the wild grass, to the flowers. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you? Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Your Father in heaven, our Father, he is the answer to worry, his love, his care for us. We have a Heavenly Father who cares for you and me, just as he cares for the robin and the sparrow. Yes, we are worth far more to him than birds of the air and the flowers of the field. Why then do we worry so? Do we not know? Do we not believe? Do we not trust in him as our Heavenly Father, as the one who has promised to care for you and for me? In Psalm 118, we have these words from our God. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on human leaders. But that's exactly where our problem often lies. We trust in man, in ourselves more than God. Perhaps in an emergency, as a last resort, we will turn to God. But as for now, we will care and provide for ourselves. But there is no man who can get along without God. To try, and we do try, leads only to more worry, anxiety, and ultimately despair. Friend, it is only when we know God as our Father that we can begin to cope with all the worry and anxiety that touches our lives, that would threaten to destroy us. And the way to know God as our Father is through Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord and our Savior. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Jesus is the way, the only way to know God as our Father. Jesus is the only answer to sin, and it is only when sins are forgiven that we can call God our Father. It all goes back to when God created us to be his children, his sons and daughters, his loving, obedient family here on earth. Everything was just great, perfect, holy. God's creation lived in a perfect relationship with him. But then sin came into the world. God's creation turned away from him in sin, in disobedience of his commandments. And we all have a part in that, because we all have sinned. And by our sin, we have denied God as our Father. We have denied our need for his care and his love. But the good news is, our Heavenly Father has not denied us. He has not cast us aside because of our sins against him. He has not said that he no longer wants us as his children. On the contrary, he loves us. Yes, loves us in spite of all of our sins. And in his love, our Heavenly Father gives us his only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior from sin, to bring us into a new and right relationship with him as his forgiven, redeemed children. As the sacred writers tell us, God our Father was in Christ, his only Son, reconciling the world unto himself. Our Heavenly Father laid on his Son, Jesus Christ, the sins of us all the guilt and punishment, all the death and hell that we deserved because of our disobedience of his commandments. And God's Son died, gave his life on the cross, making full atonement, paying the full penalty for every sin, for our every thought, word, and deed which have gone against God's holy will for our lives, for all our lack of faith and trust in our Heavenly Father, for all our self-trust, which has led to so much worry and anxiety. He died, and he rose again, victorious over sin and death. His work as Savior was complete. The world has been reconciled to God. There is forgiveness for all people in Jesus Christ, the only Savior, the only way to the Father. The Bible shares with us the story of the prodigal son, the young man who asked his father for his inheritance and then went off to a far country where he wasted away his time and money in riotous, sinful living. And when his money, his friends were gone, hungry, lonely, sorry for the reckless way in which he had lived, he decided to return home and ask his father if he could work as a hired hand. As he was coming down the road, that last mile, he saw his father standing in the road with open arms, ready to receive him, to welcome him home. Rushing into his father's arms, he cried, "Father, I have sinned, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. Let me be one of your hired hands." And in those loving arms, he found forgiveness and love. He found a father ready to accept him, not just as a servant, but as his son. And that's when he really came to know his father, the love and the care of his father. And that's when we come to know God as our Father, as a Father who loves, a Father who cares. It happens when we come home to him, when we see in faith his outstretched arms offering us love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ our Savior. Confessing our sins, crying out, "Father, we have sinned," trusting, believing in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that's when the Father's love and forgiveness becomes ours. He accepts us as his sons and daughters. He is our Father. In Jesus, only in Jesus, can we come home to God as our Father, know God as our Father, call God our Father. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Christian congregation in Rome, shares with us these meaningful words. Those who are led by God's Spirit are God's sons, for the Spirit that God has given you does not make you a slave and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the Spirit makes you God's sons and daughters, and by the Spirit's power, the gift of faith, we cry to God, "Father, my Father, our Father." We recognize those words as the opening words of the Lord's Prayer, words that remind us each time that we say them, that we do have a Heavenly Father who cares for you and me, even as he cares for the robin and the sparrow. Our Father, how special, how meaningful are those words. Our Father who art in heaven. God is our Father in heaven, but also our Father present with us each moment of our life. He is not a Father far away, but He is our Heavenly Father, always near. Our Father, big enough and yet small enough, big enough to hold the whole world in His hands, to cope with the big problems facing all of mankind, and yet He is small enough to hold the tiny baby in His hands, to deal with the little, seemingly insignificant everyday problems of each of His children, of even the smallest child. Our Father, hearing from His throne on high all of the loud noises of a busy world, the loud cries of His people, but always ready to bend low, to permit His children to whisper in His ear, hearing even the faintest whisper of one of His own. Our Father, always for us, never against us. God, our Father, against everything that would hurt us, for all that is good in terms of strengthening, renewing our relationship with Him. Our Father, always faithful to His children, in the midst of a changing world, a world of so much uncertainty, a world of fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, friends and neighbors that cannot always be depended upon, we have a Heavenly Father who is faithful. We can count on Him to be there when we need Him. At all times, the Father's loving arms are open to receive us. Our Father, responding to the spoken and unspoken needs of His children, richly and daily providing for all that we need to support this body and life. Our Father, reminding us that we have a home in heaven. In My Father's house there are many mansions, Jesus has told us. He has prepared a place for us there, through His suffering, His dying, His rising again to life. Through Him, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Savior, we are headed home to the Father, to our Father, who art in heaven. It's the Father's promise, for He says, "Whosoever believes in Jesus as Savior shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Our Father, knowing God as our Father in Jesus Christ, calling God our Father, trusting in God as our Father, who cares for you and for me, even as He cares for the robin and the sparrow, that's the answer to worry and anxiety, to coping with it, to living with it. We are not saying that worry and anxiety are suddenly going to disappear, that we are going to stop worrying. There will still be anxious moments, times that we will worry. But we are saying that with God as our Father, we can cope, we can live, yes, live above worry and anxiety. We can keep them under control rather than having them control us and lead us to despair. Our Father, who loves us, cares for us, provides for us, who gives us His only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, who forgives and accepts us anew as His children, He is the answer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Father, He cares for you and me, just as He cares for the robin and the sparrow. He is our Father, this day and forever. Amen.